From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams with your headlines for Monday, December 1st. The popular Lassen Steakhouse on Highway 99 between Chico and Red Bluff burned in an early morning fire the day after Thanksgiving. NSPR's Andre Bayek has the latest on the restaurant's recovery.
Old wiring likely sparked the fire. Wes Salisbury is a co-owner and operator of the steakhouse in Vina. He says the fire broke out in a wall near the kitchen around 5 in the morning. It was just hours after the restaurant had served a Thanksgiving buffet dinner to more than 300 guests. No one was hurt. Salisbury says firefighters do not suspect foul play, and he was shocked when he woke up and got the news.
The first thing that came to my mind was my staff. You know, we're a month out from Christmas. I got 20 people working for me, and it's like, okay, you know, where are we at?
Salisbury says he's gotten an outpouring of support from the community, some offering help with fire cleanup and others sharing happy memories and promising to return for the reopening next year.
I'm already emotional thinking about it, and I think it's going to be amazing. And we're really excited to get the ball rolling on this as soon as we can, and we're going to share the progress as we go.
The fire burned about 20 to 30% of the building. Salisbury says the rebuild won't be a speedy job. The restaurant will likely remain closed for up to 6 months, though he hopes to reopen sooner. For NSPR News, I'm Andre Bayek.
And Chico's city managers retiring. The Chico Enterprise Record reports Mark Sorensen announced his plans to step down during the last city council meeting. He'll leave next summer after 4 years of working with the city. Sorensen notified the council early in anticipation of a long recruitment process for his successor. And new preliminary flood maps by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, have been issued for Butte County and the city of Chico, the only significant change to the maps since they were last done in 2011 is that the area north of Chico has been added to the flood zone. Butte County's Deputy Director of Land Development, Kim Hunter, says the new maps will determine who needs to get flood insurance.
The big takeaway from all of this is for those folks who are being mapped into the flood zone, they really need to look into getting that flood insurance. And that's where Butte County, where we'll be providing more information on how that can be done.
Hunter says there's a 90-day appeal period from December 3rd to March 3rd. During this time, residents and businesses can appeal the flood risk information on the preliminary maps. She says FEMA will consider appeals that include technical data that prove their determinations are incorrect. And a CalFresh program that provides up to $60 a month for fruits and vegetables relaunched last month at 90 locations in Northern and Southern California. South Bay Democratic Assembly member Alex Lee says the program received $36 million in state funds, which could last up to 10 months and serve roughly 200,000 people. The program is currently unavailable in the Central Valley or Sacramento region. Lee says expanding it statewide would likely cost around $1 billion. And a coalition of Western states are reaffirming that vaccines are not linked to autism. The West Coast Health Alliance is made up of California, Oregon, Washington, and Hawaii. Officials say public health guidance on immunization must be grounded in evidence-based science. The move comes after the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention last week updated its website to suggest a link between vaccines and autism. That's despite there being decades of scientific studies showing no link. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has long promoted the discredited claim. Four familiar faces to the Reading music scene have joined forces to create and release their debut album. Not Your Babe is a creation from singer-songwriter Cam Zeller. The band features guitarist Zach Zeller, drummer Preston Ferris, and bassist Dan Waite.
This project's also like my baby, so I wanted to make sure that I reached out to the right people, and I just trusted them with like what I knew they were capable of.
The lead single, Somebody Died, is a deep personal exploration of the complexities of Zeller's relationship with their father.
it just feels very cathartic and like fun to play, and it feels a little healing every time you get to play that song.
You can listen to the track and read about the band's new album at mynspr.org. And those were your headlines for Monday, December 1st. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, visit our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eric Adams.